Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. You know, many of you have been writing in and asking for different subject matters. Well, I picked one for today. Thank you, listeners, for your input. We're going to be talking about toxic personalities. We always talk about the toxins in the environment and stuff like that, but what about those people that are toxic to us? Good question. Before we get started, though, I would like to remind everybody, go over there, check out drannette.com. We're going to be doing a lot of updates to it here real soon. Some of the updates are already up there, like the new e-cigarettes, ones that only have the nicotine and a couple of chemicals in it, rather than 4,000 that you find in tobacco cigarettes. It's got to be better because of that, at least. And you exhale water vapor. Therefore, it is not toxic to anyone around you and totally legal for inside of restaurants and places like that. All righty. So you want to check those out. There's a link to In Life where you can get those e-cigarettes or check out information about them. So don't forget to check that out. And that's www.drannette.com. Spell it all up, drannette.com. And remember to go over there and check out the sponsors, which are Elemental Research, INC.com. Elemental Research, INC.com. Wonderful manufacturers of those extra minerals. And if you look on drannette.com, you'll see that there are some packages that are set up for specific health conditions or genders so that it makes it simple for you. And if you have questions or want some free information, call Elemental Research at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. And also remember that it's lots of fun to go dancing at Dance Me Cassini. That's the place where you can go dancing and, learn to dance at the same time. What a kick. And there's a lot of very, very nice people there. There are lots of fun, and they're always helping learn how to dance. So if you're afraid of looking silly, you won't, because there's all kinds of people that are there that are going to help you learn. So that's Dance Me Cassini at 4409 East River Bend Avenue. That's 4409 East River Bend Avenue in Post Falls, Idaho, at the Factory Outlets, right across from Legs Haynes Bali place. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, all right. So let's go on to, these toxic personalities. And when I started doing some research on this so I could do the show for you, I started realizing how many people around me are toxic. It's amazing. Now, some of them I already knew. But I was surprised to find out that there were other ones. And, you know, there are things about these personalities that are very distinctive. And they have a thinking pattern that's synonymous in that particular situation. They like having power and control because it gives them excitement. And they're always looking for that excitement. So if they feel power and control, that makes them excited, and I guess that's one of their thrills that they look for. They are unique, that's to say the sure. They can perceive themselves, these toxic personalities, perceive themselves to be smarter, more creative, and more important than you or I. They're also very narcissistic, which means they're self-centered, and very grandiose, which also means self-important. One thing that they always say is they're never wrong. I'm not wrong. Well, I know a particular person in my past that always said that to me. Well, I'm not wrong. And, well, of course, that's not always true. There's, you know, times when you are correct. However, there are times when you are incorrect. Even me. When they don't get what they want, these people that are never wrong, or they get caught for being dishonest or using manipulative behavior, they go into the victim mode. They say they're misunderstood and mistreated, and they are the victim in the situation. So they play guilt trips on everybody. some of them are very good people, even though they have manipulative personalities, exploitative, and have other harmful behavior. It doesn't mean that they don't have a good heart. It's just that they have this learned behavior, or their thinking has been corrupted by something in their life that needs to be corrected. You know, what's unfortunate is they will never be wrong. They will not believe you when you tell them. It's usually fruitless to try to tell them that there is something wrong, that they're being toxic in their behaviors, because they believe that they are never wrong and that they're more important or more intelligent than you. Now, I'm sorry, I was kind of digressing in my mind on a particular individual in a recent situation. Well, you know, these people believe that they're entitled to have whatever they want, regardless of the consequences to you, anyone else, or even themselves. And they will rationalize the use of whatever means that they have at their disposal to obtain their goal. Now, usually toxic personalities, they don't set out to purposely hurt other people. They just do whatever they want to, whenever they want to, without concern or for the inconvenience or any problems that their behavior may cause for other people. Now, like I said, when you confront them with the emotional fallout from their thoughtlessness and all that and their behavior, they deny responsibility, never to blame. They shift the blame. Now, this is a big classic right here. They shift the blame to someone else or at other circumstance. The blame is always somewhere else other than with themselves. So they have no responsibility. They take no responsibility at all. And what's really sad is you see this more often than not in today's society. It's become the entitlement society. Everybody's entitled to have whatever they want, whenever they want, regardless of who it harms. You know, most of the time, these toxic personalities are simply just irritating, frustrating, confusing. But they are usually within the law and social convention. So it's, you know, kind of hard to do anything about it because there's nothing you can do unless they break the law or cause physical harm, like in an abusive personality, which is also in the toxic personality category. That's how it stacks up. In just a minute, we'll go into the 8 toxic personalities to avoid and 3 main personalities that you need to avoid and how to deal with them. But, you know, sociopaths, psychopaths, and criminal personalities usually fit, well, I would say 99.999 or 100% of the time fit into the toxic personality. Sociopaths have absolutely no apathy for anyone else. Psychopaths, criminal personalities, What makes these people different is that they have no conscience. And when they say they're sorry for something they've done, they don't mean it. They don't regret it. And they're only upset because they've been caught. So if you're asking yourself when you're talking to someone who's apologizing profusely for their toxic personality behavior, but sorry is as sorry does, if they're not acting like they're sorry, usually they're not. And they're only upset because they got caught. Now, there's links to some of this information on drannette.com. That's right. When this show is uploaded, you will be able to access links to this information as well. Now, as a person out there, do you feel like you're run down by negativity in your life? Well, that's the world of toxic individuals. As a quote here, Avoiding Toxic Personalities, Gossip, Pessimism, and Perpetual Liars by Christine Cadena. And she says, as a term used to describe a plethora of personality traits, there is one attribute all toxic individuals have in common: manipulation. Learning to deal with toxic individuals can be challenging. One of the first things to do is to use the 25 ways to tell if your relationship is toxic. Mm-hmm. There are 25 things to look for. Now, this is for, it doesn't matter if it's mother, brother, friend, husband, boyfriend, child. If your partner, whether it be your whatever capacity, puts you down verbally, in private, or in front of other people, that's toxic. Another way to tell is when your friend or whatever says to you, well, I love you, but their behavior shows otherwise, toxic. Now, if you're in a toxic relationship, such as a love relationship, when your partner doesn't want you to talk to or see other friends or family, usually that is a real big indicator of a control freak and an abuser. And if the person that you're looking at to find out if they're toxic or not is jealous of the time you spend with your kids or other people, there's something wrong. If they show up at work or they open your mail or snoop around in your life, well, that's usually toxic too, because they don't respect your privacy at all. And when they always call to see what you're doing, that's a control thing, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to check out on drannette.com. There's the 25 ways to tell if your relationship is toxic article by Kathy Reed O'Gorman on there. So there's a whole list, and we'll be going through that as we progress through the show. But it looks like we're coming up on a break here in just a moment. So I want to tell you, if you're looking around and you're seeing people that have these toxic behaviors, beat in the other direction, because you're not going to be able to change them. The only thing that you can change is the environment that you subject yourself to. And it's okay. It's okay for you to walk away from that kind of behavior. And, you know, because, chances are you won't be able to change that person. And one thing that's very interesting is toxic personalities get worse as they age. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments right after this commercial break.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
All right, we're back from the break, and I want to remind everyone to go visit our sponsor at ElementalResearchINC.com, ElementalResearchINC.com. If you want to find out more about those wonderful angstrom minerals, give them a call at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. And don't forget to go visit DrAnnette.com for all those links and great package deals and the e-cig and all that kind of stuff up there. It's absolutely phenomenal. All righty. Now we're looking at these toxic personalities. And one of the toxic personality types is the person who is always gossiping. Well, you know, a person with low self-esteem sometimes will gossip to enjoy the conflicts and complication in other people's lives, to, you know, be able to focus on something other than their own problem. When you're faced with these kinds of people that are gossipers, remember that you're receiving information that's probably privy to the gossiper directly. And if you disclose anything to this person, this gossiper, well, you know, more than likely it's going to go spreading around. So you want to take a step back from the person that gossips all the time, because usually they will gossip about you too. Then there are the pessimists, and they're the ones that will argue with you and say, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist. Well, people that are pessimists usually wake up in the morning and expect the worst to happen. And in the laws of attraction, not like you find in the code and all those kinds of things, you will discover that what you expect and what you are calling to come to you will come to you. So if you wake up in the morning and expect the worst to happen, usually that's the way it'll happen. And these pessimists usually are prepared for doom and gloom. And they are very good at destroying your self-confidence and the confidence in the world that you live in. Pessimists can be depressing and exhausting, to say the very least. And you should simply just avoid them when you have someone. And I do. I have become very staunch about that. When someone's around me and they're constantly on the doom and gloom and this and that and bad, 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 and ooh, you think's going to, the world's going to blow up and all that kind of stuff, I beat feet, because all it does is detract from my life experience. Now, this is one that I experience more often than I would like, and that's the perpetual liar. You ever have one of those people around you that would tell you a lie when the truth would do them better? I never have been able to understand. But then that's a good thing, I suppose, because that means that I don't have the capacity to think that way. But the individuals who are of the perpetual liar trait are very, very toxic to you. They should be avoided at all costs, because you can't trust them even when they say they're telling the truth. Because even when they're telling the truth, they could be lying. So, and it's not necessary for you to go through all the effort to ascertain what is true and what is not. It's better for you just to walk away. Walk away, walk away. Now, there's this cute article. Manage Your Life on Shine. It's from a blogger, and I thought it was so good that I'm going to share it with you. There are the worst of the toxic personality types, and here's how to spot them. There's the manipulative Mary. They are experts at manipulation. You might not even realize that you're being manipulated until it's already too late. And what happens is these people figure out what your buttons are and push them to get what they want. It doesn't matter if it's anger, joy, whatever. They will push those buttons to get what they want. And they're toxic because they have a way of eating away your belief system and at your self-esteem. They find ways to get you to do, through guilt or what have you, to doing things that you don't necessarily want to do, and you can lose your self-identity, priorities, and ability to see the reality of the situation. And all of a sudden, the world seems to become centered around their needs and their priorities rather than your own. Now, there's narcissistic Nancy. These are the ones that have the extreme sense of self-importance and that they're never wrong and that they're always right and that they're better, stronger, faster, more beautiful, all that. They are also manipulators. They might not be as smooth as the manipulative Marys of the world, but they're also manipulators. They're a little bit more overt about it. And those are the people that you constantly find yourself wanting to say, well, it isn't all about you. Why are they toxic? Because They want you to focus solely on their needs. They don't care about yours. And they want all of your energy and focus on them so that there's nothing left for you. Then there's the doubting downers, and those are the people that don't see anything positive. They're the ones that'll do this to you. If you say the day's beautiful, they'll tell you about the rain coming. If you say the sky is blue, they'll say, well, there's clouds in it. Well, if you tell them you faced a midterm, they'll tell you how difficult the final is going to be. Because these people are toxic. They take the joy out of everything. They can actually take away your rosy outlook on life and squash you with negativity. It can consume you and take away your rose-colored glasses and put on gray ones instead. And how dreary that would be. Okay, and there's number four is the judgmental gems. They're the ones that are, oh, that when you see something, you say, oh, that's cute or funny or whatever, they'll see it as strange and unattractive. And if you find somebody refreshing, they'll say, well, that's just wrong. And if you like someone's eclectic taste, they'll find it disturbing. Well, you know, these people are toxic because they want to judge everything. Because they don't want any focus on themselves. They want it all outside. So if you spend a lot of time with these personality types, you can inadvertently become judgmental yourself. And you don't want to do that. My lands. Now, a friend of mine calls them dream stealers, but they're in here it's called the dream-killing Keiths. Now, those are the people that every time you have an idea, they say, well, you can't do it. And when you achieve something, they try to knock you down. And if you say something that you're dreaming about, that you want to accomplish, they say it's impossible. They're stuck in what is instead of what could be. They have a way of eating away your self-esteem and belief in yourself. Yes, they steal your dreams. Now, the truth is change, progress, innovation. Those kinds of things are from doing and dreaming the impossible and reaching for the stars. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's number six is insincere Alyssas. They're never quite sincere about anything. You tell a funny story and they go, an insincere laugh. And if you're depressed or sad, they're the ones that'll pat you on the shoulder and go, there. And if you're excited about something, they're kind of because it doesn't benefit them. Anyway, they have relationships. These people build relationships on superficial criteria. They're shallow, and the relationships that they have are meaningless. And if you have a person like that around you and you really need a friend, they won't be there. If you need some constructive criticism so that you can make some self-improvements or what have you, they'll be the ones that tell you, oh, you're just fine the way you are. You don't need to change. And when you need moral support or other support, they'd rather see you fail and make a fool out of yourself. Right. Okay, and this number seven is disrespectful Dannies. And those people will say or do anything at the most inappropriate of times. And those were the bullies that we had in school, but they've grown up, so they're a little more subtle about it. Mm-hmm. Those are people that if you tell them a secret, they'll use it against you. They have no sense of boundary, and they don't respect your feelings or your privacy. And all these toxic people will do is to make you feel frustrated and confused and disrespected. Number eight is never enough Nellies. You can never do enough to make them happy. They want everything and then some. They find ways to continually fault you and never, ever take responsibility themselves because they're never wrong. Now, all of the personalities have several things in common. And one is that they get away with their behavior. The more they get away with their behavior, the more they'll continue the behavior. And unfortunately, most of the people don't see what they're doing is wrong. And as a result, talking to them about it will only fall on deaf ears. And one may leave you wondering if you're crazy. No, it's not you. And number three, most of these people get worse with age, making their impact on you stronger with time. I would avoid spending any time at all with these people, little or none. And then there's the other personality types and how to deal with them. You'll find the article on drannette.com. It's got the three personality types broken down into a little bit more succinct by Anna G. Oh, yeah. So there's the Segway Sam, Know-It-All Nell, and Dipper Dan. Yeah, the irritating people. Dipper Dan's the one who likes to dip into your conversation even though you don't know who the heck he is. Know-It-All Nell is the one that seems to always know everything about anything. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a sad state of affairs that I know a lot of these kinds of people. That's probably why I don't lead a hugely social life where I go to super big parties and things like that all the time, is because they're full of these kinds of people. Yeah. Not that I don't like people, because I do. I love people. I just don't want to be abused by them. I don't know about you, but it has sure helped to know a little bit about them. I hope this information has been helpful. And don't forget to visit drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. And you can read those articles yourself and do a little research. I'll talk to you again next week. Until then, be happy and healthy.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life daily at 6 p.m. and again next weekend at the same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.